Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse, coming to you today on this 14th day of August. I hope you are doing well. Today, I'm reading the first half of Hebrews chapter 7 in the World English Bible, verses 1 through 17, and this is what it says. And we've been kind of talking and touching on Melchizedek. We're going to learn a little bit more today. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of God Most High, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham divided a tenth part of all, being first by interpretation king of righteousness and then also king of Salem, which means king of peace, without father, without mother, without genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like the Son of God. This Melchizedek remains a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, to whom even Abraham, the patriarch, gave a tenth out of the best plunder. They, indeed, of the sons of Levi, who receive the priest's office, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brothers, through these have come out of the body of Abraham. But he whose genealogy is not counted from them has accepted tithes from Abraham and has blessed him who has the promise. But without any dispute, the lesser is blessed by the greater. Here, people who die receive tithes, but there one receives tithes of whom it is testified that he lives. We can say that through Abraham, even Levi, who receives tithes, has paid tithes, for he was yet in the body of his father when Melchizedek met him. Now, if perfection was through the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people have received the law, what further need was there for another priest to arise after the order of Melchizedek, and not be called after the order of Aaron? For the priesthood being changed, there is of necessity a change made also in the law. For he of whom these things are said belongs to another tribe, from which no one has officiated at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord has sprung out of Judah, about which tribes Moses spoke nothing concerning the priesthood. This is yet more abundantly evident if, after the likeness of Melchizedek, there arises another priest who has been made, not after the law of a fleshly commandment, but after the power of an endless life. For it is testified, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Psalm 110:4. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for this complicated passage, and thank you for it being unpacked so cleanly for us. And basically what this is saying, and you of course know this, Lord, but I'm just praying it for everyone else's sake, that there was the Aaron priesthood or the Aaronic priesthood, and you would have thought that the Messiah would come from them. But no, the Messiah came from the line of Judah, which means that Jesus as high priest has to come from another place. And so the argument is being made that he's coming from the line of Melchizedek, who's this priest that no one knows where he came from. No one knows where he was going. And so it kind of shows that Jesus also had that same kind of priesthood, meaning he didn't come by a normal way and he didn't leave by a normal way. He came as the incarnation through a virgin, and he left through death, resurrection, and then ascending into heaven. So all different. So the point of Hebrews has been the supremacy of Christ and how he is supreme over the angels, which we have read already, and now he is supreme over priests, and he is supreme over all. So Jesus, in light of that, you are supreme over all. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. We lay down before you. We lay our burdens in your hands. We give you our loved ones who are far from you. We give you our financial insecurities. We give you our health. We give you our fears about the past, our fears about the future, our fears about today. And we acknowledge that you are capable. You are King of Kings. You are the high priest according to the order of Melchizedek, meaning you are higher than the tribe of Aaron. You are higher than the law. You have fulfilled the law. You have fulfilled all of it so that we can come to you unfettered. The veil of the altar has been torn in two through that Aaronic priesthood, and now we can walk into the Holy of Holies, and we have, in fact, the Holy Spirit living within us every single day of our lives. Such a beautiful thing. So, Lord, let us rest in that and worship you as amazing and powerful and worthy of everything that we have. We love you, Jesus, and I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Saint, and she's the author of The Elephant Gospel. You can find out more at theelephantgospel.com. She's written a book called The Elephant Gospel, and she has the four elephant parable, the elephant of the middle of the room. So we've heard of that. That's denial, learning how to deny things and saying things didn't happen or never acknowledging to yourself or another. The elephant in the shackles, believing the lie that you can never get free. The elephant in the stampede, that any person that's been wounded, shot down, hurt, or thrown under the bus at any time, when they needed to receive the grace and mercy, won't. They'll just get stampeded, and the elephant in the victory state. So any person that is living in the truth, forgiveness, love, and acceptance, inherit in a true intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, is in Christ. Authentic individuals who have been opened about their past and have shared the true gospel of grace through Christ with others to offer the way to freedom. And so she walks you through these different ways of thinking through the Elephant Gospel. And again, this is by Deborah Ann Saint, who's sponsoring the podcast today, and you can go to theelephantgospel.com. Thank you, Deborah, so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.